This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1986.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You're just in time for the fastest half hour in radio, a visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. We'll sing for you, see how good you are at answering questions from the Bible, and then wind up with an interesting story. The name of it, Fish Bones Don't Keep. Now, what a funny name for a story, but it is a good story with a good lesson. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. Hey, if you had to finish this sentence, how would you finish it? I love to, eat, maybe, sleep, play in the snow, go swimming. Cousins, how would you finish that sentence?
I love to praise Him, praise the Lord. I love to praise Him, praise the Lord. I love to praise.
Cousins, you have another song with the word love in it, and it's a chorus many of us know, so we'll sing along if that's okay. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
It's time for Company Corner. Our visitor has been with us in Company Corner before. What is your name, sir?
Chris.
You had a birthday since you were here last. How old are you now?
Five.
Five. You were just telling me why your little sister didn't come along with you today. Why didn't you bring her along?
Because she would make too much noise.
How old is she?
One.
Oh, she's only one, so she wouldn't know that you should be quiet in a recording studio, right? And you have a song that tells us what God is really like and that He knows all about us. But first you have a verse, Colossians.
Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Just like Him to want to walk with us, just the kind of friend He is to want to laugh and talk with us, listening to the things we say. the games we play. Sharing, caring, that's his way. Just like a father understands his own, knows what it's like to be afraid or lost or all alone. He's up above to watch and heal and help. Love you, that's him, that's him. You can be short, fat, red-haired and freckled face, just in a shirt with big holes in your shoes and lace. Tall, thin, with red, black, or yellow skin, still he loves you, that's just him. He likes blue jeans, jelly beans, hot dogs, and bubble gum. He doesn't care what your name is or where you're from. Just call on him and he'll be there to help you always. That's him, that's him. Just call on him and he'll be there to help you always. That's him, that's him.
From a little guy, we go to one of our tiny tot girls, none other than our 4-year-old Robin, and she has a good song that tells how she feels every day of the week.
On Sunday, I am happy. On Monday, full of joy. On Tuesday, I peace with him that nothing can destroy. Wednesday and on Thursday, I'm walking in the light. Oh, Friday is a heavenly low, and Saturday's always bright. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am sick, and I'm so glad I am. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory to the Lamb.
We've been singing lots of songs about our Lord Jesus today. You know why? Because all we are or ever hope to be, we find it all in the name of Jesus. Listen as our 3 nieces, Melinda, Missy, and Amy, sing this beautiful song for us.
Truth and beauty and happiness, it's all in the name of Jesus.
Time for a quick change of pace. Come on, Todd, wake us all up with your bright trumpet song, Standing on the Promises. Thank you. Now for that quickie quiz from the Bible I promised you. See if you can get the answers before the fellows and gals in the studio in this completely unrehearsed quiz. And I'll tell you, kids, that the answers all begin with the letter T, so that should help you just a little bit. We'll give the first question to the eager boys, all right? Who was the apostle who doubted the resurrection? Aaron.
Doubting Thomas.
All right, Thomas is right. Girls, who was the youth whose mother's name was Eunice? Lisa.
Timothy.
Timothy, right. All right, boys, what was the name of the city where Paul was from, where he was born? Todd?
Tarsus.
Right. Girls, what was Paul's trade? What was his trade, Becky?
Tent maker.
Right. Boys, what word meaning tent was used to describe the habitation of God in the wilderness? Do you know, Todd?
Tabernacle.
Right. Girls, what did Satan do to the Lord in the wilderness? Pam?
Tempt him.
Right. Boys, well, you guys are sharp today. Can't get you very easily. What part of the... Oh, this is an easy one. What part of the body is referred to as a fire? Chris?
Tongue.
The tongue. Right. Girls, the last one. Get this, and you will tie it up. Miss it, and the boys get a chance. And it is a little harder than some of the others. Who was the father of Abraham? Beginning with the letter T. Now, it's not too hard if you think of it. Girls, do you know? Dawn says she'll try.
Tara?
You are right. Oh, boy, you pulled it out in the nick of time. Four for the girls, four for the boys, so everyone's a winner today. Well, that was an exciting quiz. Fellas and gals, I hope you are learning things from the Bible, memorizing verses, and also names and places and facts about the Bible. The Bible is the best book you could ever read or study. Because we think the Bible is so very important, we publish Keys for Kids, a bi-monthly storybook that also gets you into the Word of God. Keys for Kids has an exciting story for each day of the 2 months. There's also a suggested scripture to read, a verse to memorize, and a key thought for the day. It's all in Keys for Kids, and it's yours for the asking. Have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail today for sure. Now, help with printing and postage is so much appreciated these days, but it's not necessary. Keys for Kids is yours for the asking. Write today and ask for Keys for Kids. And here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. A couple of good things to go along with the story today. If I said to you the initials A-U-G, what would you think they stand for? A-U-G. The month of August, maybe? Nope. Mary Beth is going to tell us in her scripture and song that the letters A-U-G stand for Approved Unto God.
Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved unto God. A workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. I do not go to college and I own no high degree. There is but one I truly crave and that's an A-U-G. There is no school upon the earth which can this honor give. Given by the Lord to those who in his classroom live. His spirit is the teacher, and the textbook is his word. When in his holy school I sit, his still small voice is heard. And so though I may never have the title of D.D., I trust that in thy school, my Lord, I'll earn an A.U.G.
And now Darren says that he will walk along with Jesus.
I'll walk along with Jesus wherever I go. You walk along beside me, yes, this I know. I can trust my Lord to guide me as he walks along beside me upon my below. I'll trust my Lord to lead me each step of my way. I know he's there to help me if I should stray. Quiet strength from him I borrow, bringing hope for each tomorrow. I'll walk with Jesus day by day. Wherever I go, you walk along beside me, yes, this I know. I can trust my Lord to guide me as he walks along beside me upon my journey here below.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Cameron Robluski, is entitled Fish Bones Won't Keep. Karen arrived home from school to find her older brother Jeremy in the kitchen making himself a sandwich.
Hi! Anything good to eat around here?
Is there ever? Being raised by a dad means you sure don't find much in the kitchen. I'm just making a couple peanut butter sandwiches to hold me. Dad said he'd pick up a pizza on the way home from the office.
Sounds good. Guess I'll have a sandwich, too.
Oh, I just remembered. Mom called a little while ago, and she wants you to give her a call at the office. Something about your turn to stay with her this weekend. We didn't do much last weekend. She has a presentation due at the end of the month. So I just played video games while she worked.
Yeah, seems like she works all the time these days.
Well, when she and Dad got divorced, she explained how hard it was for a woman to succeed in business. She said she'd have to work long hours. That's why she thought we'd be better off living with Dad.
I don't mind playing video games or whatever, sometimes. But it seems like I never see her alone anymore. It's really starting to bug me.
Well, she wants to talk to you. Why don't you tell her you're upset about never getting time with her? She probably doesn't even know you feel the way you do.
I don't know. If she really loved me, she'd understand how I feel without me having to spell it out. Let her figure it out for herself if she cares enough.
Okay! If you want to make a big deal out of something silly, go right ahead. I'm going to shoot some baskets. You coming?
I'll be out in a minute. I forgot to feed the cat this morning, so I've got to do it now. He's probably starving.
Don't take too long. I don't want too much practice time. I always beat you bad enough as it is.
Oh, quiet. I'll show him today. Now, where's that cat? Here, kitty, kitty. Come here, Oliver. Time to eat. Don't be mad. I'm going to feed you right now. Sorry it's so late. Here's some fish left over from dinner last night, Oliver. Just hang on a second. There you go, cat. See you later. I'm going to prove to that kid outside who can really play basketball around here. That was great pizza, Dad. You're sure a good cook. You'll have to teach us to make it sometime.
All right. Very funny. Hey, I feel terrible giving you two a store-bought pizza for dinner, but you must admit it doesn't happen too often. I just didn't have time last weekend to make and freeze meals for the week. Oh, Karen, we menfolk are on the dish crew tonight.
Hey, there aren't any dishes with pizza.
I know. But we'll let you take the garbage out, okay?
Sure, Dad.
Hey, I'm not complaining about dinner, Dad. Now, last night, well, that's a different story.
Oh?
I just wish you'd been too busy to thaw that fish we had for dinner. It was so full of those bones, I could hardly eat it.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I never cleaned fish before, so I guess we'll just have to chalk that one up to experience. By the way, where is that fish? We should either try to get rid of the bones or just throw the whole thing out. Somebody could get into trouble if he wasn't prepared for them.
I don't know. If it's not in the fridge, Karen probably got rid of it.
You're probably right. She's been a real help around here.
The trash is out, Dad.
Good.
Is there anything else that needs to be done? Or can I go watch TV?
Is your homework all done?
Yes, Dad.
All right, go ahead. But keep it down a little. I've got some paperwork to do out here.
Okay, I will. Coming, Jer?
Yeah, in a minute. I want to talk to Dad first.
Good. This way I get first pick of shows.
Don't forget that some of them are off limits in any case.
Right, Dad.
Dad,
mm-hmm.
I know you and Mom haven't talked much since the divorce, but something's bugging Karen, and she won't talk to Mom about it.
Well, I'll be glad to help in any way I can. You know how much I regret the divorce, but your mother insisted that there was no way we could work things out. I'm praying she'll still come back to us.
Me too, Dad. Well, see, Karen is upset
Dad,
that Ma...
something's wrong with Oliver. He's lying on his side, kind of panting, and he meows really loud when I touch him. He even tried to bite me, and he's never done that before. Could we please take him to the vet? I'm really worried about him. I don't know what's wrong.
Calm down, honey. Let's have a look. He does seem to be in trouble. Of course we'll take him to the vet. I'll go get the car out. And Karen, you go get the blanket Oliver sleeps on, and you wrap him in it, all right? Well, home at last. Come on, Karen. It's okay. It's okay. The vet said Oliver will be fine. Fish bones won't kill him. He just wants to watch Oliver for a day or so to make sure he's all right.
Hey, Karen. I know you feel real lousy right now, but it was an honest mistake to give him the fish.
That's right.
He loved it, and he seemed fine earlier this evening. How could you know he'd have such a problem? Anyone could make that mistake.
I know. I just wish he could have told me when he first started to feel sick. Maybe we could have done something so they wouldn't have gotten so much worse.
Well, Karen, sometimes we hurt people, or cats for that matter. People that we love very much without even meaning to. Now, Oliver trusts you. He knows you didn't hurt him on purpose. Well, now, I think both you kids should go on to bed. It's late and you have school tomorrow. I'm going to work in the den for a while. Good night. Love you guys.
Good night, Dad. Love you.
Good night, Dad. Karen, something's been bothering me since this afternoon. You remember how you said that if Mom really loved you, she'd understand what was wrong? Without you explaining it to her?
Yeah, I remember. What about it?
Well, you couldn't fix the problem with Oliver because you didn't know it was there, and he couldn't tell you. And you know how much you love him and how you never meant to hurt him.
I don't get it.
Look, I'll bet even though Mom loves you and doesn't want to hurt you, she doesn't even know you're upset. And she won't unless you tell her.
Maybe you're right. Ollie couldn't tell me what was wrong, but since I can tell Mom my problem... I should do it.
Right. Like that lesson we had in Sunday school from Ephesians. My Bible's here on the desk. Hang on a second while I look something up. Here it is. Ephesians 4:26. It says we can get mad, but we shouldn't sin by staying that way. You know, we shouldn't hold a grudge. That must be because grudges don't go away by themselves. They just get worse and turn into hate if we don't stop them. It's kind of like Oliver. If something hadn't been done to help him, his problem with the fish bones would have just gotten worse.
Hey, you two. You're supposed to be in bed by now. Come on. No more stalling. Move.
Okay, Dad. I'm going. Good night.
Good night.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Can I call Mom real quick before I go to bed? It's really important. Please?
Well, I suppose she's probably still awake. Okay, honey, but make it short. You have school tomorrow, remember?
Sure, Dad. I'll only take a minute.
Care to tell me what's so, earth-shattering?
Well, let's just say I have some fish bones that just won't keep.
More sometimes my friends and family fail me, or they don't seem to quite understand. Help me, Lord, to talk to them and solve a problem. I can do it if you hold.
That was an interesting story, wasn't it? Fish bones won't keep. Maybe you're holding a grudge. In other words, you're kind of mad at somebody about something, and rather than talk it out, you're keeping it all inside. You know what happens when you do that? You get bitter. And did you know that if you are a bitter person, you can actually get sick physically from that bitterness you keep inside? Boys and girls, maybe you have a problem with something that Mom or Dad did that you don't understand, and rather than talking about it, you've just gotten bitter and you've kept it all inside. Maybe it's with a brother or sister or with a best friend. Remember, fish bones don't keep. Go to that person. Talk the thing out. You'll feel better about it, and I think they probably will too. You see, they may not even know how you feel unless you tell them. Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to send for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of suggested scriptures, exciting stories, and more. It's yours for the asking in Keys for Kids. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now. God bless you. Don't forget to join us next time.